Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm day across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, perfect for a stroll by the beach. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly, while Haifa also basks in pleasant weather. If you're in Eilat, expect warm temperatures as we move into the evening. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Times of Israel, earlier today Iran fired on Israel, reigniting a smoldering conflict. Also, Ynet reports that U.S. President Trump has called for Israel and Iran to immediately cease hostilities. Also this hour, JNS reveals that the IDF is preparing for potentially prolonged warfare with Iran following overnight missile launches. Separately, Axios notes that Israel has struck Iranian military targets, marking a new phase in the conflict. And finally, Forward reports that President Trump urges Iran to negotiate after Iran's missile attack on Israel, the first in 2 months. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israel Hayom English, posting just minutes ago, highlighted Trump's urgent call for Israel and Iran to cease fire immediately. UNET Global, writing on X just now, analyzed Israel's strategic targeting of Iran's industrial infrastructures, indicating a broader approach. Belaz News, posting recently, warns that Jewish Democrats feel the party's internal divide on Israel could affect political outcomes in 2028. Let's go deeper. Starting with the latest from Times of Israel, Iran and Israel have resumed tit-for-tat strikes. Iran launched missiles, which Israel countered by striking Iranian military positions. This escalation follows recent tensions and could lead to further regional instability. Turning to Ynet's coverage, President Trump is urging restraint from both sides. The IDF reports 22 missiles launched from Iran overnight. The international community is closely watching these developments, fearing a wider conflict. Meanwhile, JNS reports the IDF is gearing up for potential extended conflict. They anticipate further missile launches from Iran and its allies, including Yemen's Houthi rebels. This preparation underscores the gravity of the situation. Separately, Axios details Israel's latest strikes on Iranian military targets. This response follows Iran's missile barrage, breaking a ceasefire in place since April. The region braces for possible further military exchanges. Finally, according to Forward, Trump is pressing Iran for diplomatic talks. This comes after Iran's recent missile attack, the first such aggression in 2 months. Diplomatic channels remain crucial to prevent escalation. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Tifta Am is investing 35 million shekels in a robotic system for its online operations, expected to significantly boost efficiency. Separately, CTech shares that Talpiot graduates have raised $10 million for their startup, Apriver, which focuses on autonomous AI data management. And finally, Globes reveals that the Houthi rebel group in Yemen has declared a ban on Israeli ships in the Red Sea, escalating regional tensions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.